1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez in New York. A new drug is showing promise for people in the early stages of Alzheimer's. Correspondent Vicki Barker is at the Foreign Desk.
Lecanemab shown to slow the progression of Alzheimer's by up to 25%. Dr. John Hardy was among the first to identify the mechanism behind Alzheimer's 3 decades ago. He was in San Francisco where the results were presented.
There was really an air of celebration among everybody at the meeting last night.
Lecanemab is expensive and time-consuming to administer, and not all on it will benefit, but it's being hailed as a game-changer nonetheless. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
Side effects can include brain swelling and bleeding. There's been treacherous weather in the south overnight. Severe storms are wreaking havoc, spawning at least 20 tornadoes across multiple states. WIAT-TV's Laura Lawhead is in the western Alabama city of Summerton.
The heavy winds took the roof from the storage facility and then dumped it onto a nearby home, and it damaged that home. We heard from fire officials earlier that these heavy winds also knocked down multiple power lines.
There are reports of 2-inch hail. Louisiana, Tennessee, and Mississippi also in the danger zone. 12 Republicans joined Democrats in the Senate in a historic step to protect marriage equality. CBS's Michael George.
Senate lawmakers voted to approve the Respect for Marriage Act, ensuring same-sex and interracial marriages are recognized in every state. The Respect for Marriage Act would also prevent same-sex couples from being excluded from Social Security survivor benefits, as well as the ability to sponsor a spouse for citizenship.
The House could take up that Senate bill next week. Lawmakers in the House ready to vote today to block a possible nationwide railroad strike. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We must avoid a strike. Jobs will be lost, even union jobs will be lost. Water will not be safe. Product will not be going to market.
President Biden's facing backlash from progressive allies after he asked lawmakers to intervene to protect the economy during the busy holiday season. Rail workers holding out for increased pay and paid time off. We got word this morning the leader who guided China into a global economic market has died. Former President Jiang Zemin was 96. Look what they've cooked up at UNESCO.
Baguettes in Paris are like fish in water. Birds in the sky. Tourists at Notre Dame.
The French baguette has just been given World Heritage status. It's estimated French bakers whip up more than 6 billion crispy crusted baguettes every year. S&P futures up 6. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Attention! If you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance, and you better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let the tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They're experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks that the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands. Optima's resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, they'll fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Aho, Wisconsin. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, a new Native American theme show live weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7. Each day, activists and newsmakers will provide updates on protecting Mother Earth. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. We invite all people to walk hand in hand with our struggles, victories, and achievements. Join us for our Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake weeknights at 6 p.m. on Devil Radio 92.7.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow is a product of Courier Newsroom and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Real information. Good conversation. Unabashedly Wisconsin. This is Up North News Radio. Here's Pat Kreitlow.
Well, hey there, Wisconsin. Good morning. Welcome to the snowy state of Wisconsin Sense for this Wednesday, November 30th. Last day of November. Going to be December tomorrow.
Recording in progress.
That, to me, is a little wild. we're turning the calendar to December already. But I guess that's why we're gonna play a snowy tune or two during the day as well, because we have 2+ inches here at Lake Wissota and a lot more in spots to our west and to our north. Coming up this morning, Connecticut business executive Tim Michaels returns to Wisconsin for a radio interview and talks about his failed campaign for governor. And Senator Tammy Baldwin picks up another win for respecting marriage. If you want to reach us here, our email address is radio at upnorthnewswi.com. And our phone number, 715-388-7155. Would like to hear from you as far as how much snow you have in your neck of the woods, if any. What the driving situation was like, how you did on the deer hunt. We're going to talk about that as well briefly. And you can call us at 715-388-7155 and talk to Aaron, who's in the producer chair this morning. Aaron, how are you today?
Pretty good. Here in the Christmas...
I don't believe a flake of snow has fallen in Madison there, am I right?
Correct. Not at least if it did, it vanished overnight. But one of my roommates, Ethan, bought a bunch of Christmas decorations the other day and just put them up around the house. So now the Christmas music sounds right, whether or not I want it to be this soon.
Yeah, that's just it. You might not want it, but here it is. And you know, I have people in my family who you know, they start like Labor Day. You know, it's they start talking about the countdown to Hallmark Christmas movies, which,
those,
by the way, I can say
round.
I can honestly say I've never watched a Hallmark Christmas movie. You're gonna tell me you haven't either, right?
No, I've seen a ton because my mom loves them. So they play all year round and they play most of the year in our house as well.
Okay. Well, can you tell me your favorite plot of one of them? Does it involve a gazebo? And does it involve a woman returning to her hometown and finding out that the man she thought she loved in the big city is actually a bad guy, and she should fall for the guy from her hometown that she initially eschewed when she left for the big time? Am I guessing that's the movie you saw?
You know, it's kind of hard to tell because that's, unsurprisingly, that is quite literally all of them.
Yes, exactly. from what I hear, again, having not seen one, I'm not the world's biggest movie watcher, much less rom-coms. And yet here I'm about to tell you that last night, we did watch a new movie, the one on Amazon Prime called The People We Hate at Our Wedding, with Kristen Bell and Allison Janney and lots of other folks you'll recognize. And it was very entertaining. It's not going to win, you know, any awards for its writing, for its plot line, but it was enjoyable nevertheless. It's definitely not a movie for the kids, you know, so it, and it's not a Christmas movie by any stretch. It just happened to be released at this time of year. But if you have Amazon Prime and have been wondering about it, it was something my wife wanted to see last night. I thought, well, why not? I always liked things that Alice Janney and Kristen Bell were in. And it was quite nice. So it was a nice little break from work and sports and watching the snowfall and everything else. So if you want to take a look at that, there's my movie recommendation for you. Let me pull up some snow totals here just to get a feel for what we're dealing with. Let's see. That is Spooner that got 6 inches. Rice Lake came in at 7 inches. Boyceville, just north of Menominee, picked up 5.5 inches. There was 6 inches over near Osceola. Basically, the very western edge of the state. River Falls got 6.5. Hudson picked up almost 8 inches of snow. And it was a very well-defined line in the sense that, you know, you get to Eau Claire and you're talking 2 inches and not much beyond that, about 1 inch, and then nothing. So it was a pretty concentrated little storm that dumped, 8+ inches in the South Metro of the Twin Cities and also in the Northeast Metro as it kind of worked its way along that diagonal. So we've definitely got some Christmas spirit that's running over here on the northwestern part of the state. And don't feel left out, because if you didn't get any yesterday, I can pretty safely predict that it's coming your way here at some point or another. You just aren't going to get the magical November snow that we got here. And I'm only calling it magical November snow to make myself feel better, because it's still something that's got to be shoveled or moved or drived on or otherwise dealt with. And that's just what we are facing for this time of year. So I mentioned that the gun deer numbers had come in, and apparently now, again, keep in mind that 2021 was a year where we were still in the pandemic, but the gun harvest numbers for deer up about 14% from 2021, for a total of just over 203,000 deer. And with the sad news that there was one shooting fatality, thankfully there weren't more than that, but obviously we wanted everybody to stay safe there and hope that everybody was able to enjoy the hunt to their satisfaction. Let's take a break. We'll have some headlines and more after this on Up North News Radio.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Do you want Wisconsin to suck? I don't. That's why you're listening to me now. I'm Hawk, owner of the Jade Monkey. Come to the Monkey and tell them you're there because the devil sent you. Then, I can spend more money on ads and help Devil Radio keep Wisconsin from spiraling into post-apocalyptic Republican suckage. I mean, that's Iowa's job. Buy a round of the Jade Monkey and save Wisconsin one drink at a time.
Suck down drinks so we don't have to suck.
Okay.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Weather brought to you by the Joint Chiropractic of Madison, where Back Friday is back now through the end of November. It's easy. Sign up for a package, get free bonus visits, and start feeling the way you want to. The Joint Chiropractic, convenient, affordable chiropractic care.
Here's your Devil Radio forecast. Overcast today with a few flurries possible at times. Highs around 28. Westerly winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. Tonight, lows around 16. Lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 36. Overcast skies Friday, decreasing clouds by Saturday. Upper 40s Friday, upper 20s by Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 23 degrees.
When you're gonna turn on the radio, you gotta listen to Devil Radio 92.7.
Scooter?
Yes, ma'am.
Gonzo?
Check.
Robin?
Yes, Miss Biggie.
This is what we're going to sing. Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat.
Nice.
Please do put the penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got the penny,
I've gotten a new appreciation for one of my favorite Christmas albums. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the album John Denver and the Muppets A Christmas Together, you're either going to learn about your new favorite or you may as well turn the dial now, because it's you're not going to understand how one 58-year-old gentleman can go on and on about an album from, I believe, 1977, when, you know, the Muppets were kind of at their peak, you know, in terms of, you know, you had the Muppet Show and Sesame Street and everything else. And so they had this Christmas special. I'm pretty sure it was on ABC. John Denver, of course, was at some of the peak of his popularity. So they merged the two together for a John Denver and the Muppets Christmas special. Well, I've been playing that from, you know, day one, and my sisters, you know, we enjoy it very much. My girls now play it all the time. We know every song backwards and forwards. They're just classics. You think you're alone in the world, but social media, for all of its toxicity, sometimes reminds you that, you know, you're not alone in whatever little niche you think that you're in. You don't occupy it by yourself. Around 4 o'clock this morning, getting up and taking a first look, you know, through the Twitterverse, for example, I find somebody commenting on that particular song, Christmas is Coming, from John Denver and the Muppets. And I'm scrolling down and scrolling down and finding all these other weirdos like me who just think that that is one of the best Christmas albums. They play it all the time. And if you're familiar with the Muppet Show and the character Gonzo, you know that Gonzo has a thing for chickens. Just leave it at that, okay? He likes performing with chickens. He likes to woo the chickens. And I guess I never really noticed until in this Twitter thread, and I don't know if Aaron still has it queued up and can do the start again in a second here, but this person writes, the tone of Gonzo's voice when he goes, nice, after Miss Piggy says, Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. Okay, I've heard the song 1,000 times. And I've never thought of it in terms of how much Gonzo likes his plump poultry than the way he says nice after Miss Piggy says Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. Do you have that again, Aaron?
Yes, ma'am.
Gonzo?
Check.
Robin?
Yes, Miss Piggy.
This is what we're going to sing. Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat.
Nice.
Please do put the penny in.
Just, it adds an adult tinge to a Christmas classic that I think I actually... really, really nice. And like this person says, I mean, you simply cannot beat the Muppet lore of Gonzo dating birds and liking them big. You know, this was somebody who was going up against fat shaming long before all the rest of us realized we should be better about body image and everything else. So, Aaron, have I scared you away yet?
No, definitely not. I love, like, puppets and stuff. That sounds kind of weird, but I just love practical effects in movies, and that includes things like puppets, especially with the Muppets, where they're just all masters of their craft and the characters are always on.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director James and head of production Seth will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Comes back to Wisconsin to sit in the studios of WISN Radio in Milwaukee and talk to, sycophant Jay Weber, who was going to, you know, toss some softballs his way, occasionally disguise one of them as, you know, something with a little rough around the edges, so that Tim Michaels could talk about whatever it is he wanted to say about his failed campaign for governor. Keep in mind that about a year ago, actually less than a year ago, I would have been able to find no shortage of people who would lay down actual money that Tony Evers was not going to be reelected and that we were going to have to get used to Rebecca Clefish being governor. It didn't work out that way. Could Rebecca Clefish have defeated Tony Evers? We'll never know, because primary voters are different from general election voters. And primary voters went for Tim Michaels after he spent $12 million of his own money to build his name ID and put himself up as, you know, a conservative alternative to Rebecca Clefish. Well, Tim Michaels would like some of his money back, at least based on what he said in the interview, because not only did he spend $12 million in the primary, another $8 million out of his pocket in the general. Here's what he had to say about the money that he spent.
It's tough, man. My wife and I we're devastated. It's the loss is still very raw, but I'll get back to work. I would like to make some of the money back that I spent and spent a lot of it.
But keep in mind now, he made a lot of that money. He made those millions in large part from you and me, Wisconsin taxpayers, because Michaels Construction remains the biggest construction company in the state, has won, you know, well north of $1 billion worth of construction contracts over the years. And this is never to quibble about Michaels Construction, the work that they do and such, but it made him rich. And with that money, he wanted to run for governor, and now he's kind of feeling the sting that he didn't win after spending $20 million of his own money. He was asked if maybe Donald Trump could have done more about that. Trump did not. He made the one visit, I believe, in Waukesha County, but he did not come closer to the general election. And of course, that was always a point of contention, was would Trump help? Would Trump hurt? Well, apparently it was neither one of those, because Tim Michaels told Jay Weber on WISN that Trump, like so many other people, told him, you know, those words that every candidate dreads hearing from a potential donor or helper, the words, "You'll be fine." And that's what Trump had to say here.
During the general election, I talked to him a few times. In fact, he called me, I'll say five days, maybe a week before election day. And he said, "I'm not going to come in. You've got this thing. You know, I've seen all the numbers. It looks really strong. Congratulations." And, you know, it's just what we heard everywhere from everybody.
Well, sure. I mean, I've been a candidate, and you hear that. And I knew I was in a very uphill race once. And I kept hearing, oh, you're going to be fine. You're great. You don't need my help. You know, in so many words is what they had to say. And so, of course, that's what they said to Tim Michaels as well. But keep in mind, Tim Michaels has lost statewide before. He's the one that ran against Russ Feingold in, what was it, 2004. And so he knows this feeling. So he should know better. But, you know, Trump telling him you'll be fine probably comes off now as the kiss of death. When asked what he attributed to his loss, he got a bit into issues and he got a bit into organization. On the subject of organization, for example, he pointed to Dane County versus any place else as an example of mobilization of voters. Now, to hear him tell it in this clip, you know, Democratic voters are just better organized than Republican voters, which will come as a shock to almost anybody that works in Democratic Party circles. But listen to the way that he frames this. What does it take to get large voter turnout in an area like Dane County versus, or any place else versus, say, Dane County? Let's listen.
They had 90% voter turnout in Dane County. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you could get 90% of the people, I'll say, in Oconomowoc to show up for anything. You could give out $100 bills. I don't know if 90% of the people would show up in Oconomowoc. But they drove all those people to the polls. And then the results were 80-20. That is a huge, huge hurdle that has to be overcome for conservatives and Republicans.
So, again, the framing is that somehow you have to offer to pay people in order to get them out to vote. That's the mindset that you have in Tim Michaels and other Republicans. And this whole notion that you can't actually win over voters, you know, with your ideas, with something beyond grievances and attack ads. But that's what you did see in Dane County and other places, where a large swath of voters turning out because of the issues, young voters in particular, and for one very key reason. He doesn't mention all the women who turned out as well, but he definitely talks about the young voters as far as one of the reasons why he lost, very specific to the Supreme Court.
Why did the red wave not happen? I think it goes back to June 24th is the best explanation. What happened on June 24th? It was Dobbs. Roe was overturned. And what was the net result of that? Two things. One, young voters, the 18 to 30 demographic voter, turned out in record numbers. They were upset. You know, for whatever reason, they wanted to have the same access to abortion that their parents had and their grandparents had. And they were ticked off, if you will, that had been taken away from them.
For whatever reason.
You know, they wanted the same access to abortion that their mothers and their grandmothers had. Yeah, maybe they did. You know, that's not exactly the framing I think they would give you. It has something more to do with, you know, freedom, bodily autonomy, keeping big government out of doctors' offices. But yeah, that is what inspired young voters and women and their allies and people in metropolitan areas who weren't in, you know, deeply red rural parts of the state. And even there were voters that were motivated by the Dobbs decision. When we come back after the break, we'll have a couple of more clips. One about how he sees himself or saw himself as some kind of a knight in shining armor for, as he likes to call it, inner city Milwaukee. But also some, I take that as kind of ominous warnings about what he thinks the Republican Party needs and what he has to say about quote unquote patriot groups and how they can help Republicans in the future. Which, again, I find a little concerning, but I'll try not to read too much into it, given that there are certainly independent voter groups on the Democratic side as well. That's all coming up after the break here. This is Up North News Radio for a Wednesday, November 30th. Right back after this.
Hmm? We're finished.
Oh, I knew that.
You are listening to WAUK. From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
We're all thankful for the many blessings we've received this past year. Relatives and friends from near and far will descend on our homes to eat the biggest meal of the year. Watch football and then eat some more. And what happens next? Well, we all know what happens next. That's why right now is a great time to get your holding tanks and septic systems pumped out for the holiday season ahead. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where our trucks smell like sweet cherry pie because the pumpkin pie is all gone.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pumped right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper truck smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we can deliver medical care where the need is greatest. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care to people caught in crisis situations around the world. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
And our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
Coming up in a bit here on Up North News Radio, we're going to talk about Senator Tammy Baldwin's work to get the Respect for Marriage Act across another big hurdle in the U.S. Senate late yesterday. And it will now go to the House and eventually be signed into law so that there cannot be any more funny business at the U.S. Supreme Court, as happened with the repeal of Roe v. Wade, something that Tim Michaels cited as a very specific reason for the voter turnout that led to his defeat at the hands of Tony Evers winning re-election earlier this month. And Michaels was interviewed on WISN radio in Milwaukee yesterday by host Jay Weber. And as the conversation turned to structural things within the Republican Party, I noticed striking parallels here. And unfortunately, it's going to feed the both sides narrative
So I know that I risk doing that, but I'm going to bring it up anyway. You know, Democrats like to say, they like to brag about not being all that well organized, and that compared to Republicans, who are almost robotic in how they are in lockstep with, you know, party orthodoxy. Well, to hear Tim Michaels and other Republicans, they obviously think completely the opposite. They think that their party is the one that's not well organized, and that it's Democratic voters who are in complete lockstep, which causes me and others to guffaw, to put it mildly. Anyway, while there are also independent groups on both sides of the aisle that don't wish to be associated with the actual party structure, Democrat or Republican, Tim Michaels says those independent groups, those non-party aligned groups, are actually showing how to lead the way, and that the Republican Party would do well to do better outreach to them. Here's what he had to say.
I'm probably going to upset some people here, but I found that some of the Republican organizations were a bit antiquated. But right down the street, if you will, figuratively, there'd be a Patriots group that was very modern, very, very fired up. A younger demographic in those Patriot groups. We don't need to have multiple factions out there. We need to bring them into the fold. Mm-hmm. We all want the same thing. We all want constitutionalism. We all want a strong America. We all want a great Wisconsin. And we want better opportunity for our kids and our grandkids. We need to figure out how to reach out to the Patriot groups, bring them into the fold, have them become part of the party apparatus, and all of us working, you know, marching in lockstep is how we're going to win these things.
I think it might just be the notion of groups referring to themselves as patriot groups, which, again, you know, everybody thinks they're a patriot. And I'm going to talk about a news story done by the Associated Press about this in just a second here. But I hope that Republican Party leaders understand the difference between a grassroots group, like on the Democratic side, Moms for Mandela, you know, people who are everyday citizens who are just motivated to get involved, but, you know, not necessarily within the Democratic Party structure. The difference between groups like that versus the groups that are, if not militias, then almost supportive of what they're doing. We talked yesterday about how the billionaire Dick Elein is funding groups that say they are about election integrity, but, you know, in fact, are looking to uproot democracy, whether they want to acknowledge that or not, by believing lies about voter fraud and then continuing to cast doubt and opening the door to violence, like what we saw on January 6th, or threats of violence, like the kidnapping plot against Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and a host of other activity from people that would call themselves patriot groups. And so folks like Michaels and Republican leaders need to be real clear who they're courting and whether they are, in fact, in acting in tandem with our ideals of democracy, or if they're taking their enthusiasm, shall we say, to extremes. Now, one last note, for clips that I have from the interview, Michaels was asked why he spent as much time in Milwaukee as he did. I will actually give credit to Tim Michaels for being a Republican, you know, unafraid to try to make overtures to Milwaukee voters. It didn't work, you know, not that he didn't try, but because, again, his ideas and his tone, you know, his the biggest thing he had to offer, you know, communities of color was something along the lines of lock them up. You know, it was always about crime. It was very rarely about opportunity. But, you know, even as I'm giving Tim Michaels credit, don't worry, he's giving himself even more credit.
I had a lot of people say, you know what, we need somebody like you. We need a governor that's going to come in here in the inner city, that's going to do the ride-alongs with the police, that's going to change education in the inner city to give. And I gave them hope.
You gave hope to some people in your own party. I don't think you won anybody over. You can't talk about being a candidate that comes into the inner city and the very next thing out of your mouth is police ride-alongs.
And then education after that, which again, we know for you means shutting down the public schools, weakening them, and going more toward, you know, private, religious, profit-driven schools that aren't there to really make a difference in the inner cities. They're there to make a buck. You know, they're there to make a reputation. They're there as an alternative to professionally trained and union represented educators. So no, it's not really hope that we saw from Tim Michaels, but he did again, to his credit, come on the radio just 3 weeks after being spanked by Governor Evers, and you know, talking about the race. He had things to say about Rebecca Clefish that were on their face, they sounded positive, but it didn't take much to read between the lines, you know, to say that he didn't think she was impressive. She was telegenic and photogenic, in his words, but that, you know, she should basically suck it up and, you know, maybe try running again sometime in the future. And he talked about the money a few times and not being a bottomless pit, but clearly he, you know, like Ron Johnson before him, you know, saw himself as, a fat checkbook that could make a difference in politics based on that, based on the money again, rather than the ideas. You know, one of the ideas that we talked about during the campaign quite a bit was about equality, was about equity, was about respect for one another. And that certainly could be said about marriage and same-sex marriage and interracial marriage, both of which were put under the gun, as they say, after the Dobbs decision, where you had right-wing justices who lied to us by saying they believed in judicial restraint and judicial precedent. And yet they went and overturned Roe v. Wade as soon as it was convenient. And then Clarence Thomas went on to say that maybe we should look at the Obergefell decision, which legalized same-sex marriage. And so obviously people who are in same-sex marriages or in interracial marriages looked and said, wait a minute, we can't rely on the Supreme Court to actually respect their own previous decisions. We need to codify this into federal law. Senator Tammy Baldwin, other Democrats, and other Republicans said, yeah, let's get to work on that. Let's get this into federal statute. Ron Johnson at one point straight up lied and said he was not, you know, didn't see any reason to oppose it over the summer, then admitted that he said that just to get reporters off his back. So he was one of those against Baldwin's Respect for Marriage Act. And so as a result, it ran into a hiccup and did not pass before Election Day. But now with the pressure of Election Day off, the matter was able to attract about a dozen Republican votes in the Senate. We mentioned a week or so ago that it had cleared an important procedural hurdle. And then the final passage came last night and is now going back to the House because it has been amended somewhat. It had already passed the House once before. All but one of Wisconsin's Republicans voted against it. Now they'll have another opportunity to make that right. And at that point, hopefully it will become law. This is what Senator Tammy Baldwin had to say on the Senate floor last night ahead of that final Senate vote.
Thank the advocates who have been fighting for marriage equality for decades. And I want to recognize the millions of same-sex and interracial couples who have truly made this moment possible by living their true selves and changing the hearts and minds of people around this country. Many of these same-sex and interracial couples are fearful. They are worried that the rights, responsibilities, and freedoms that they enjoy through civil marriage could be stripped away. Right now, the Senate has the opportunity to put those fears to rest and give millions of people in same-sex and interracial marriages the certainty, dignity, and respect that they need and deserve. By passing this bill, we are showing that the American government and people see them and respect them.
Now, Senator Baldwin and others did amend the bill to address some religious concerns. The amendment states that neither the bill nor the amendment shall diminish or abrogate a religious liberty or conscience protection otherwise available to an individual or an organization under the Constitution or federal law. And yet, Ron Johnson cited that as a reason to go against the law, or the bill rather, saying that it still does not provide sufficient protection for those with strongly held religious beliefs and leaves a lane open for discrimination by activist groups, state governments, and the IRS. Mark in Prairie du Sac joins us now to talk a bit about the ways that we should have our Constitution and our federal statutes and our state statutes working hand in hand on behalf of all Americans. Mark, good morning.
Yeah. Good morning. Yeah, and I'll admit that I'm not a constitutional scholar, and I didn't study it probably as hard as I should have had in high school. But I was at least familiar with some of the terms that concerned me a few years back as the Federalist Society, and said, "Well, what are they all about?" And so I should have to look at the Federalist Papers. So silly me into thinking that they are actually linked together in some form or fashion. Only to find out that the Federalist Society is anti-federalist. I think that they are among those who are, Ian Hamilton's warning that when he closes out the Federalist Papers, enemies of a general government, any possible shape, that most of these judges, some of these right-wing judges, seem never to have read the Constitution or understood the fact that there is a general welfare clause in our Constitution to promote the general welfare for the people, both in the preamble and in Section 8. The judge who's going to announce today for the Supreme Court, unless you can define and say the contiguous and compact districts are what it says in the Constitution, how a district should be set up for election districts, she has no business being in the being on the Supreme Court. I mean, there's so many of them. They claim to be lovers of the Constitution, but they clearly have a whole different idea of what the Constitution actually says. That we don't live under the Articles of Confederation anymore. That because that was it was an abject failure, because the states were actually ready to go to war with one another prior to the Constitution. You know, the Constitution bound us together as one nation. Yeah. And yes, evolved over time. It is
exactly, and not only the Equal Protection Clause, Mark, but the Due Process Clause, and that's the one that Jennifer Doro, who's going to announce today for state Supreme Court, seems to have lost sight on, claiming that there was no due process right in a Supreme Court case that opened the door for legalizing same-sex marriage. In other words, she would have wanted separate but unequal relationship status for heterosexual couples versus same-sex couples. We're going to talk a bit more about Jennifer Doro in a second, but Mark's point is perfectly well taken, that the Constitution isn't just whatever you want it to be. When Ron Johnson says it didn't provide sufficient protection for those with strongly held religious beliefs, in that case is a buzzword, a catch-all for bigots. And no, the Constitution does not have to make amends for bigotry and discrimination in federal law. That's how we roll here. More in our next hour. This is Up North News Radio.
You wanted information as election results rolled in and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage. And I listened to you guys and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, it's Kristen Bry from As Goes Wisconsin, which is now a radio show. That's right, I'm taking the same fun and uncomplicated approach to talking about state and local news to the airwaves. Starting July 5th, me and my friends from all parts of the state and all different backgrounds will break down the Wisconsin headlines in a way that informs, entertains, and hopefully makes you laugh. Tune in to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry Monday through Friday from 12 p.m. to 2 on 101 FM The Shaw and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm Naheem Hines, running back for the Indianapolis Colts and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle.
but MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
WTTN 1580 AM is essential radio to get you through the pandemic.
County.
You know, I can't get over the fact that the words to this song are fairly basic, romantic. The tune is rather simple, and yet I love hearing that song every time. Glenn Campbell's Wichita Lineman hit number one on this day in 1968, so 54 years ago, and held the number one spot on the charts for 5 weeks. And Glenn Campbell, you know, has passed away since, but I have once or twice when I've heard Wichita Lineman come on some oldie station or whatnot, I'll actually bring it up on YouTube. And just he's got one where he performs with a symphony orchestra, and I want to say it's in Sioux Falls, but I could be wrong. And again, just it's so great to hear. And it probably doesn't hurt that my mom had an 8-track player, and we listened to Glenn Campbell's greatest hits almost on a loop. And for those of you who don't remember 8-track players, aren't old enough for 8-track players, imagine a song that fades out in the middle, and then your player changes channels to go to the next track. So you're hearing the song, and then it fades, and then you hear ka-chunk, and then the next part of the song comes up, and it's just that was the modern technology of the age. 1971 on this day, Sly and the Family Stone scored their fourth and final number one hit with Family Affair.
It's a family affair. It's a family affair. It's a family affair.
All right, I'm going to call a little audible here and switch these next two, Aaron, because I want to wrap up with Derbingle. But first, we're going to go to Michael Jackson. It was on this day in 1982. Oh my gosh, this is the 40th anniversary that Thriller was released. Still holds the title greatest selling album of all time with 7 singles. Of course, Thriller, Billie Jean, and Beat It. Plays underneath. Let's give a couple of birthdays here. Dick Clark, host of American Bandstand, was born on this day in 1929. He died 10 years ago at the age of 82. He, of course, hosted American Bandstand, Pyramid, the American Music Awards. Shockingly, Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve. Also, birthdays today. Billy Idol is 67. And Ridley Scott, the director of Alien, Blade Runner, and more, is 85, Aaron.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I imagine you've probably seen Alien and Blade Runner.
I have not.
Well, I definitely recommend them. Alien is just a super atmospheric thriller. And
a thriller, I see what you did there. Okay.
Yeah, it was unintentional, but I'll take it. And Blade Runner is honestly incredible to watch now still. With I know I mentioned special effects earlier when I was talking about puppets, but the tricks they did with the camera and the way that they did replicants, which are the cyborgs or the robots, I guess, in the movie, you can tell someone's a replicant because they have a little glint in the back of their eye. The way they shined a light in that and didn't get it in the camera, but did get it in the people's eye, was pretty impressive. They did a lot of really cool stuff.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I admit I'm always more of a comedy person myself versus a drama or science fiction or whatnot, but I'm not immune to them, so maybe I will have to finally give those things a go. Mark Twain was born on this day in 1835, and Tupac was robbed and shot five times on this day in 1994. He recovered from that shooting, but not one that came later on. Finally, on this day in 1977, America heard this little ditty for the first time. It was on this day in 1977, 45 years ago today, that Bing Crosby's final Christmas special aired. How did we know it would be his final Christmas special? He'd actually died a couple of months earlier. The program was recorded in September of 77, and Crosby died a month later. The show, of course, is best remembered for what was at the time a very unexpected and unusual duet between Bing Crosby and David Bowie, where they sang a modified version of Little Drummer Boy, with Bowie singing the new Peace on Earth lyrics that were composed basically that day by the show's writers. And, you know, it's like a lot of classics. You know, some songs take forever to write, and some are written on the back of a bar napkin in a few minutes. And that was the case with that one. And now it's going to live forever, basically, in terms of the holiday music that we have here. And again, it's one of those where you saw it at the time, much like, you know, look, we got a little bit of everything back in the 70s. We had John Denver and the Muppets. We had David Bowie and Bing Crosby. Oh, Aaron, I'm afraid you missed just a magical time when anything was possible on just three TV channels. That's all we had. That's all we had to go with.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have heard a lot of that, of course, from my parents and everything. And whenever they do get to show me and put it in that context of, you know, only three channels, and maybe you had to go over to someone's house to watch TV if you didn't have one. I don't think my parents had to do that, but I know my grandma talked about that. Obviously, TV was even more shocking and new when she had it, but.
Well, like the movie I talked about a couple of weeks back, seeing the Elvis Presley movie, and, you know, nobody had ever moved their hips like that while singing. And so, you know, there was talk of shooting him with the cameras from the waist up so that you couldn't see the overt sexuality of Elvis Presley moving his hips. So this is all to say, don't listen to me. Don't pay attention to me, Aaron, when I talk about it was, you know, the good old days, because guess what? When I was a kid, I was hearing all about how the, you know, the Depression was the good old days in the sense that, you know, life was simpler and you had to make do with what you had. And, you know, we didn't have much. And guess what? You're going to do the same thing someday. You and Mathers,
I'm sure I will.
And all you other punks out there, you're going to get older and you're going to say, wow, I'll tell you, life was so much simpler in 2022. I mean, we only had 500 channels to choose from. And I've wondered before, you know, what, you never know in a given era, what will be the classic rock song, you know, 10, 20, 30 years from now? What's on the charts now? Would I have told you, speaking of Tupac, you know, being shot and everything back in 1994, would I have told you back in 94 that I thought Tupac was going to be a legend in music? No, I wouldn't have said it at the time. There's some things that only can appreciate with time. You don't know what you've got until you move past it. So forgive my reminiscing and forgive my hectoring. But again, there are things here. We just don't know what they are yet. But if you can figure it out, grab it, hold on to it. Be sure you take a picture of it, because you're going to want to wish you had years down the line. Let's take a break for news at the top of the hour and have more in our next hour. This is Up North News Radio.
I'm Tumani. When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things. I committed some crimes. I even got shot. But I'm not a criminal.
That's right. I'm Jamal. I work for Youth Advocate Programs. Yeah. I was Tamani's advocate, helping him stay out of jail, stay in the neighborhood, get a job, and work hard to see a better future for himself. If you have a change of mindset, you can have a change of action.
As a little kid, I experienced trauma and I acted out. Made some mistakes, but I'm not a mistake.
No, she's a good student and a great kid. As Jalen's YAP advocate, I'm always here for her. With the Youth Advocate programs, I was able to connect with Jalen.
YAP is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. After completing our program, 86% of participants were arrest-free. YAP works.
And now, I'm a YAP advocate, helping kids like me find a better way.
Youth Advocate Programs. Others talk social change. We make it happen. Learn how at
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.